In the week since four young people died in a shooting at the Carriage House Apartments, charter school operator Phelan Leadership Academies released an open letter to Mayor Joe Hogsett. It said they're, quote, disgusted, unquote, by the lack of leadership to end violence in the city. WFYI's education reporter Eric Weddle spoke with the principal of James and Rosemary Phelan Leadership Academy on the Far East Side, Nicole Fama. He also spoke with students at the school. He begins by asking freshman Akaya and Tavian and junior Darrence about an upcoming school dance.
Why are you talking about the dance? Why are you so excited about the dance?
Because every time we get together, we have a good time, okay, like a family.
Yeah, everybody getting all dressed up, and this is the first one that's not in our gym. Like, we got a
venue.
So last week, there was the shooting.
The quadruple murder with the four people.
Yes. How did that impact you, or what did you, the next morning at school or the night that happened, what were you thinking?
The night of the shooting, I had to move my bed over farther from my window. So when I heard the gunshots, I just dropped on the floor.
The morning after that, I mean, it don't feel normal. It feel like you gotta like say if somebody in that area ain't come to school, you like, you feel worried about them, or you like, try to get a hold of them, or like, it's like people around, they whole perspective change. Like, it's like they more like on guard of what's gonna happen, or like what could happen in that area that we in.
If you had homework that night or a test the next day, I mean, how would that impact you? Is this weighing on your mind, or can you kind of block that out?
You can't block
and
nothing.
Do what you need to do, yeah?
You can't block anything like that out on your mind, because you know it's somewhere close. And you know, it's like probably, you like, our school probably being targeted. Like, we're in that area, it's like, it's so close. It ain't like it was on the west side and we can just keep going about our day, but it's real close, so it's gonna be on your mind. It's like, gonna be on the tip of your tongue. Like, whenever you're doing something, you might start typing what happened. It's hard to function when something like that is going on around in your community.
What do you want people to understand? Because, I mean, I don't want to, like, reduce the three of you to, like, here's three kids who live on the Far East Side, and, you know, they have to deal with this, like, horrible thing that happened down there. I mean, what do you want people to really understand about you, or about just, like, trying to go to school and go to a dance and have a normal life? I mean, what do you want people to really understand?
I just got one thing.
Yeah.
We don't have to kill each other. I mean, we can fight and all, but pulling a gun out shouldn't be the reason to solve anything and hurt somebody's family and putting them through so much pain. And you know, like, some people don't understand what they're doing to other people's families, like the traumatizing other people's family, you know.
Tell him what you dealt with last year at this time.
Around this time last year, my dad was murdered in Farmington Lake Apartments. Well, I don't know what they're called now, but on Franklin. And I never thought I would lose one of my parents from something like that. I thought I was gonna lose my dad from the hernia in his stomach that was killing him at first. But no, that didn't kill him. He was shot in the back of his head and it came out the left side of his eye. And I never thought that I would have to experience seeing my daddy in a casket at a young age. And like seeing these teenagers being killed on TV. We shouldn't see stuff like that. We should be able to live our life like they got to live their lives. That's not cool.
I'm really sorry for your loss. That's,
thank you.
I mean, that's hard for people to understand. I think that you have to go through that.
All right, I'm Darren.
And so what do you want to see the city do? I mean, people who are in leadership positions, people who make policies, people who, you know, who are outside your school building.
Someone, they should just come over here and see how we live, see how it feel. Because, we really over here need help. And they, you know, I feel like they ain't doing nothing for us. So I feel like, that's what I feel like. I feel like they should come over here and see how we live, see how they think of it.
Had the mayor come walk in our shoes and see how we living every day. He not going to like it.
Is it frustrating to know that there might be another school somewhere in the city where you can walk out your front door and walk that school all the way to the school on the sidewalks?
Most definitely. So. Basically, like, we barely even got street lights around here. Like, you not knowing, like, a lot of people walk home back and forth to school. because they live around here, but like anything could happen. 6 o'clock at night, somebody done stayed after school, they gotta walk home. They walking on the side of the street, anybody come through shooting, nobody'll never know because it's dark. You never know who it was.
Guys, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. Nicole Fama, FAMA. I am the principal. I have been here. This is our third year open. So we're 7 through 10 now. Next year we'll be 7 through 11, and then the following 7 through 12. We just didn't want to open the doors and grow too quickly because we want to make sure we got the culture right.
So last week, Phelan Academies released this open letter basically saying you were disgusted with the mayor and the leadership over violence in the city. What happened or what led up to that, to you actually releasing that and deciding to say that statement?
Yeah, so I think it's definitely something that's been building. We've had multiple scholars shot. We've had multiple scholars lose siblings, parents, even a staff member here who lives on the east side. Brother was recently killed. So it's been affecting us. And so we've been reaching out saying, hey, here we are. We opened our doors. We're doing the educational piece, but we need help. It's hard to say, you know, I keep hearing everyone say the constituents need to get together in schools and meet in church basements, and all of that's great, and I think that's important. But I also think it is absolutely not our job to police the city and do what elected officials have been elected to do.
How are you kind of like taking in the elements that are coming from the outside that are impacting these students, whether it is their family member or friend being injured or even killed, as you said? I mean, how do you deal with that on a day-to-day basis?
So I think it's unrealistic to think kids are going to come in here and they're going to perform to their best and they're going to do everything we want them to do as scholars when they're dealing with so much trauma outside. So for example, last week, the night of the shooting, kids were texting my phone at 10:30 at night, can you come pick us up? Can you pick us up? We need help. We're laying on the floor. We have the lights off. My mom's not home from work. And all these messages are pouring in. While it would be nice just to have to worry about education, we don't have that luxury. We make sure that we have counselors in place, social workers in place. These teachers over here go above and beyond because you're wearing all those hats. We have kids that ran to school the next morning because they said, if we walk, you're more likely to get shot. It's harder to hit a moving target. They are so used to what gunfire sounds like and knowing people get hit randomly and sometimes it's targeted that they can't just have a normal high school experience.
In the letter that was released, you know, you have these demands or requests, and they are like, I think people see as basic things like some more streetlights, sidewalks repaired. I mean, how does that impact students when like some of those most basic things in a neighborhood aren't there or are disappear?
Well, how do you have neighborhoods or main streets without a sidewalk? There's nowhere to go. The city buses don't come through very often, and the bus stops don't have covered shelter. A lot of them are standing, again, on the same street corner, in the snow, in the rain. This is one of the only schools I drive through, and there's not a flashing yellow light out front, and I've been calling for 3 years. So the best we could get was someone stuck a sign in the ground that said school zone, but I don't know where else I drive through, and I don't see that yellow flashing light with the school zone hours, 7 to 7. It's hard to get basic needs met over here, and I understand why the kids feel like it's personal.
I mean, do you think there needs to be plans for different neighborhoods to kind of focus on what they need to help students and young people? Or do you think this is like, there needs to be a citywide plan or an east side plan?
It is probably a citywide problem at some point, but if you don't tackle the biggest problem, it's just gonna continue to spread to the other parts of the city. And so when I look at it, I think the Far East Side is the biggest problem. And so if we can try to maintain some sort of order over here and do something to show people that we hear you, we're here to help you, we're part of this community, I think that that's when we'll be able to see things change.
Thanks. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
That was Principal Nicole Fama speaking with WFYI's Eric Weddle. In a statement, the mayor's office said it understands the frustration from the community and believes through collaboration, engagement, and partnership, the city can stem violent crime.